I got a message and I got 10 minutes to do it. Well, it's been a pretty good message so far. How many learned something about God already today? I'm the biggest doubter in this room, probably, to be honest with you. I lack faith so much. It's crazy. And God's just been popping me upside the head. Popping me upside the head. Not just with blessings. He's just been popping me upside the head. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but he's teaching the old preacher here. Amen? Come on. The true value of a good man. We'll do this message in completion, the whole thing in the second hour. I won't have a chance to do it here. But it will be online, or you're welcome to stay. A man's a lot of things, a son, a brother, a friend, an uncle, a husband, a father. He's a grandfather. Many things. Guys, can you say this with me? Everybody, been in, wow, man, do you ever matter? Say that with me. Wow, man, do you ever matter to God? Okay? I'm going to just talk to you about something that the Lord sort of showed me. I've seen this verse for years, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. But Genesis 1:26. Here God, you know, created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You start out of your Bible, Genesis, bang, like that, and it walks through there about He created this, He created that, etc. Come to verse 26. And God said, say it with me, let us make man in our image after our likeness. But we think we don't matter. We think we don't matter. And God, when He did all that other stuff, He said, let there be a bang, and let there be bang, and let there be bang, and here it is a bang, and here's a bang, and a bang, and a bang, and a bang. It came to you. And I'm specifically speaking to men today. God said, let us make man after our image, our likeness. It's the first time in the Bible that you see a glimpse. Who's God talking to? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The first look into your Bible that God is a Trinity. Let us make man in our image after our what? Are y'all with me? True value of a man. Keep looking. The word image is what? What's God look like? I know you might not like this. He looks like you. What does God look like? The word image is the word what? Picture. Did Jesus, when He came to this earth, did He stand out like a sore thumb or a freak? No, He didn't. The crowd, He mingled there with the crowd. You get an idea of what God looks like. God created man in His own what? Picture. But I don't matter. What more can you do for you? Say, oh, if I could just be like this guy, if I could do that, and women have that problem, if I could just look like this and be like this. We're on this quest to just emptiness. When God says right out of the gate, I made you in My image, after My likeness. Are you hearing that or not, guys? Say. That's who you are. And you do not have to be a scientist. Matter of fact, most of those are screwy anyway. Excuse me. To figure out, when you look at mankind and his dominion over this planet, and how God rules the universe and keeps things in order, yet man down here runs things and keeps things in order. Can you not see the correlation, yes or no? Say, yes or no? Of course you can. The word likeness is the word what? Similar. So let us make man as in our picture. And let us make him similar. How does that make you feel, man? Say. How does that make you feel? So I got to thinking this week in my office. So God created man in His own image. The image of God created He him. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So God created man as a picture of Himself to be like or similar to Him. Do you understand that? Y'all with me if I lost you? That makes man incredibly what? The message is the true value of a good man. And so I started thinking this week, and I asked different people on our staff, and I spoke to different people that I know this week. What is God like? Because it says I'm made in His image, and after His what? Likeness. We don't know the value we have. We've been told we're no good. Forget about it. If you turn on the TV, guys, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're the butt of jokes. You understand? Yes or no? For the most part. Hey. And unfortunately, a lot of guys don't know their value, and they are idiots, and they should be the butt of jokes in a lot of cases, you know, because they're not living, they're deadbeats. We can go down that road if we want to, right? Say, not faithful. I think it's because men don't know who they are. You understand, yes or no? Made in His image after His likeness? Now, before we go crazy, don't you chill out a minute. Where's Clark going with this message? He's saying we're gods today, guys? No. God's omnipotent, all-powerful, man is not. God is omniscient, He's all-knowing, man is not. God is omnipresent, He's present everywhere all the time, man is not. God is holy, He's completely perfect. Can we say this one? Man is what? Not even close. Okay? But God did say, did He not say, I will create man in my image? Did He not say that? Absolutely, and you can see it. When you look at creation, you look at the order of things, you can see man is His supreme creation. In His own image, in His own likeness. So let's push that envelope. Man will be a picture of me. Man will be like me. Now, if you don't like the message today, you think I'm jumped off a bridge. Well, it is my message, and you can blame it on me. All right? I'm trying to help you feel like you matter. I'm trying to show you the true value of who you are. I can go no higher than God. And I went right to His Word. You have been created, fellas, listen to me, in the image of God, in the likeness of God. So, how is a good man a picture or like God? Say that with me. How is a good man a picture or like God? One more time. How is a what kind of man? A picture or like God. And I don't have much time. And guys, Roger's just going to give me the main points. He's going to have to really scroll through and figure it out, but because of our time. But I'd like for you to get the list today that I came up with and the people I talked with. Can we do it? First of all, God is what? Keep going, Rog. So God is what? Okay? Matter of fact, it's hard to say this without Scripture, but it basically says, Beloved, let us love another. If love is God, everybody loves God. If born of God, he that knows not God. For God is love! You understand? And a good man is what? Say it with me. One more time. A good man is what? Can we speak out a little more, guys? A good man is what? Loving. And it ain't just this generation we live in where we've gone to hell in a handbasket. Men in our previous generations. Hard. Not loving, not embracing. So don't think if you're in the past generation, you're all that either, because you ain't. But you can be! And you should be a loving man. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? I'm not talking about being a sissy. I'm talking about loving your kids, loving your wife, loving your brother, not being a gossip and running your mouth, but loving your friends enough to be strong enough as a man to love people. Are you hearing me this morning? God is loving. Aren't you glad God doesn't love like we love, guys? Say, yes or no? God's loving. God is relational. These are things that we came up with. You know, God is relational. He walked with Adam in the cool of the what? The day. You see God throughout the Bible. Jesus loved on people. He touched people all the time. Man, a good man is what? Say it with me. A good man. Well, I just don't like people. I just don't like to be around people. Then you're just not like God. That's what I'm trying to get across to you guys. You're not like God. Well, I know I'm not like God. I said I'm like God. I ain't like God. Next time you say that to someone, I ain't like God, somebody ought to get in your face and say, well, you ought to be. And you can be. Last time I checked, Genesis 1:26 and a whole lot of other places, you're made in His image and His likeness. So get out of the house. Let's go. Come on. Are you hearing me or not? Come on. God, a good man is relational. Values his relationships. Builds his relationships. God is what? Respectable. And I don't have all the scriptures because we don't have the time in this service. But God loves to get what? Glory. He loves to get praise. Have you noticed that? Glory to God, praise to God. See, He loves that. And guys, I'm going to tell you something. A good man is respectable. It says, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. And then it goes on to say, and wives, see that you respect your husband. You ought to be respectable. Not just respecting others. You ought to be somebody that people can look up to. Did you hear me? Say, you ought to be respectable. You ought to be a person who people can say, he's a respectable person. Why? Because that's how God is. Now, you're not omnipotent. You're not omnipresent. We're not asking you to be. But we are asking you, could you really dig deep into your value and be a person that we can honor and respect? Say. Because you can be, guys. Have I lost you? You feel like you're getting beat up because I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm trying to make you see the big picture here. We sell ourselves short. Say that with me. We sell ourselves. We sell ourselves. We're not the man we can be. You don't realize the potential you have. If you're created and you are in the image of God, in the likeness of God, the potential that you have to be a loving husband, an incredible father, a phenomenal friend and leader, because you're made in the image of God. But we don't think that way. God is what? Strong. A good man is what? Strong. I'm not just talking about physical strength, but you can do the math there too. By and large, men are stronger than women. It's just the way it is. Okay? But a good man is strong. I read something this week. I don't have a lot of time. We're out of time. But I read an article this week, a study of churches, people going to church. If a mama takes her young'un to church and daddy don't go, but mama goes and mama takes the baby and the mama's going all the life. The kid has about 2% chance of becoming a lifetime church member and church attender. If dad goes with mom, that number jumps up to about maybe 8%. Look at that big jump. But here was the shocking thing of the study. If mama doesn't go, but just daddy takes the kid, it jumps to about almost 40%. Think about it. The value of a man, a strong man. And by the way, I'll say this too. I also read that study, and a lot of stuff was all involved in it. But it says the reason a lot of men don't come to church is because the feminization of the church. And I'm trying to make you upset today, ladies. But God didn't call me to be a nurturer. And the article went on to say is that the pastor of the church should be a father and not a mother. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Well, he's loud and he steps on my toes. And well, guess what? If you're on my ball team, it'll be the same way. Is that right, coach? Why? Because we love you. We want you to grow up. We want you to be strong. Amen? Yes or no? I love that line. Love that study, by the way. Amen? Somebody said the other day, somebody asked why they don't come to church anymore, Fellowship Church, and they said to this person, well, of course, they never came to me at all. They just said, well, we just can't get along with the pastor. Now, they never came and talked to me. And then they just busted out crying. You know what I said? They're a big baby. I know that might be ugly, guys. The article went on to say is that we ought to have church to train, especially our men, to go out into battle. How many knows the world's tough out there? How many knows living a life is tough and being a good father and a husband and doing the right thing and staying committed and dedicated and faithful? That's tough, ain't it? Strong! Be strong, fellas. You think God was strong, yes or no? Say. But we paint Jesus as a sissy. All our medieval art. Nuts, nuts, nuts. I don't buy any of that. Y'all hear me say? Last ones, just click them. God provides. Man should be a provider. A good man provides. Keep going. God protects. A good man will protect his family and protect his children. Guys, it's not so much about the Second Amendment here that you have the right to bear arms and to have that. It's more about it's something innate inside of you that wants to protect your family. Why? Because you're like who? God. Aren't you glad He protects you? Say. This is us, guys. God, by the way, does what? Disciplines. It says the Lord loves whom He chastens. And it goes on to say that if you don't get chastened of the Lord, you're not a son of the Lord. Did you know I don't spank other children in the neighborhood? You bad, I'm going to spank you. You know why? Because he doesn't belong to me. But if they belong to me, they're getting their rear end wore out. And that's bad, isn't it? But no, because that's what you think. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, you know, rebellion's born in the heart of the child, and a rod of correction will drive it far from them. The Bible says, hey, you better discipline your children while it's early, and it goes on to say, while you still have time. Did you know the Bible says that, yes or no? A lot of mamas don't like that. We need fathers that will rise. Obviously not hurting kids. Don't be crazy. Because God is number one. He's what? Love. Did you hear me this morning, yes or no? The value of a good man. God sacrifices. What did He sacrifice for you? He gave His one and only Son so that you could have eternal life. Your sins forgiven. Guys, we ought to be sacrificing. The Bible says greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his who? Friends. Guys, we should sacrifice. Whatever it takes. The value of a good man. You say, Pastor, I just can't sacrifice. I can't sacrifice no more. How can I do it? You're made in the image of God. You're like Him. Aren't you glad He doesn't quit sacrificing for you? Giving up on you? Say. Last one. God what? Say it real loud. God what? One more time. God what? A lot of us, we think we're big and bad and we're tough because somebody screwed us over. Buddy, we'll go to our grave. You're not like God. He forgives. Amen? But I understand. I thought about this week. It's hard to forgive somebody when they don't come ask for it. I understand that. And I know that battle and all that you go through when they don't ask. But I wish you would be men that were on the balls of your feet, ready always to forgive. Can we say that? Be on the balls of your feet, ready always to what? Why? Because I can. I'm a man. I was made in the image of God. Created after His likeness. He's loving, relational, respectable, strong. He provides, He protects, He disciplines, He sacrifices, He forgives. Who am I talking about, God? Oh, I'm talking about you. Isn't that crazy? Man, do you ever matter to God and to us? Can we say that? Man, do you ever matter to and to us? One last time. Man, do you ever matter to and to us? Let's praise the Lord for His Word, even though it was real quick. Woo! Amen. Stand up.